Two summers ago, federal scientists discovered something shocking. The northern Bering Sea was teeming with cod and pollock. Those two commercially valuable species had never been found in such large numbers that far north. And the findings raised the question of whether climate change is driving a profound shift in the Bering Sea ecosystem, one that could have huge implications for commercial fishermen and coastal residents. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk is here to talk about how federal scientists are heading out on their own Bering Sea voyage this summer to look for answers. Hi, Nat.
Hi, Casey.
Nat, you wrote a story that talks about how a crew of federal scientists is spending the summer on a Bering Sea fishing trip. How does that work and where do I sign up?
So the Bering Sea is one of the most productive ocean ecosystems in the world. There's literally millions of tons of commercially caught fish species there, and also big populations of marine mammals like walrus, whales, etc. That's one of the reasons it gets a lot of attention from federal scientists who do this ocean survey every summer to see what's going on out there.
What do they actually do?
The federal government actually rents out commercial fishing boats. So these scientists are going out with a captain and crew.
Like a fishing charter.
Yeah, basically, yes, but with a lot less room and a lot more work. The scientists divide up the entire Eastern Bering Sea, which is like larger than the state of California, into a grid of these 20 by 20 mile squares. And then they drop this 50 foot wide net behind their boat and drag it along for a couple miles, and they pull it back on deck. And they do that hundreds of times over the course of the summer, over 2 or 3 months for about 13 and a half hours a day. And the way they gather this data is actually kind of cool. Usually, like if the net isn't too full, they just dump the entire thing out on this sorting table on the deck, and the scientists go through this sort of squirming, flipping mass of stuff that basically is all still alive. This one scientist I talked to talked about how the crab go scurrying across the deck and you've got to chase them down. And they use the results from each of those stations to extrapolate the total amount of fish and crab and other stuff in the entire Bering Sea. And they've been doing this for decades, so they have a really good baseline they can use to kind of measure year-to-year change.
That all sounds like a reality TV show I saw once, but why should people actually care about this?
That's a good question. I think a lot of people think about the Bering Sea like it's this place that's like way off at the edge of the world that doesn't really relate to them, but it actually does. And there are a couple of reasons why what happens there really matters. The first one is, have you ever had a fish sandwich from McDonald's, Casey?
No comment.
I think a lot of people would say there's nothing to be ashamed of there, Casey. It's, you know, this is wild Alaska pollock that usually is going into these sandwiches. And, you know, the commercial fisheries in the Bering Sea are some of the biggest in the world. The wholesale value of the yearly pollock catch in the Bering Sea, which is what goes into those fillet fish sandwiches, is nearly $1.5 billion. There's a Pacific cod fishery that's worth another $400 or $500 million. And so a lot of those fishing boats that catch those fish are based in Washington, but there are also a lot of jobs and economic activity that's connected to them in Alaska and coastal communities. There's state tax revenue that comes in as a result of what they're doing. So that's one reason, is that there's this big commercial fishing industry. The other reason is, you know, there are thousands of people living along the Bering Sea coast who are affected by what is going on in the ocean. There are smaller boat commercial fishermen living in communities like Nome and Unalakleet who make money from fishing for crab. There are subsistence hunters who depend on marine mammals like walrus and seals. And if those fish and animals move or die off, there could be major impacts.
As far as this survey goes, this summer, what are the big questions that the federal survey is trying to answer?
Federal scientists for the past couple of years have been noticing some pretty serious shifts in the Bering Sea ecosystem. One thing that will help you understand what they're looking for this summer is knowing where they normally do these surveys. Typically, they just work in the Eastern Bering Seas, which is kind of the more traditional commercial fishing area. But in 2010 and in 2017, they extended these surveys up into the Northern Bering Sea. And in 2010, they found minimal amounts of cod and pollock there, which they think is related to that was a colder year. They had colder water and the fish don't seem to like those colder temperatures. But in 2017, in the middle of some pretty extreme warming and low sea ice conditions, they found billions of pounds of cod and pollock swimming in the Northern Bering Sea, which is a huge deal. So this summer, they're doing that full Northern Bering Sea survey for the first time in 2 years. And probably the biggest question they have is whether they're going to find these fish in in those same numbers, and whether that could be sort of the start of a long-term shift in the Northern Bering Sea ecosystem. Right now, that's really more of what's called a benthic-dominated ecosystem, where you have most of the sea life centered at the bottom in things like sea stars and crabs and snails and smaller fish, which are really important for bigger marine mammals like walrus and gray whales, which have been in the news recently. So scientists and fishermen and local residents of the area are wondering whether that bottom-dominated ecosystem can be disrupted when big masses of fish like pollock and cod move farther north into this area.
So it sounds like it's not just that these commercially valuable fish are moving in and people are happy about that. And are people actually just worried about this?
It's complicated. I think a lot of times people look at climate change as this sort of negative thing that creates problems. Definitely, one thing I heard in reporting this story was that there are a lot of people who are seeing changes and having to change the way they go about their business on or near the Bering Sea. And that's caused some anxiety about what those changes could mean for the people who live in the area and for the commercial fishing industry. But, you know, there are also some opportunities that come along with this. Like, I talked to a commercial fisherman in Nome who told me about how he's catching all kinds of cod in the pots that he normally uses to catch crab. And so he's wondering whether, you know, maybe I should be making an investment in gear that'll allow me to commercially fish for cod and make some money off of what's happening here. But, you know, the big issue is whether these cod will be around for more than just like a year or two and sort of a anomalous year for climate, or whether this is going to be a permanent thing. And so no one really knows the answer to that question yet. And that's something that these federal scientists are trying to figure out or get some more insights into this summer. And so we'll be following that effort and trying to keep everyone informed about what they learn.
Okay, Nat. Well, thanks for being here to talk about it.
Thanks, Casey. I hope you enjoy those fish sandwiches.
That was Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk. You can read the full story about the Bering Sea Survey at alaskapublic.org.